Now the top of the sixth inning and still tied 7-7. The Rafters were held scoreless for the first time this game in the top of the fifth inning, but they'll get to see the top of their order here, taking on the right-hander on the mound for the Mallards, Drayton Liu. The Mallards have used four pitchers in this game, the Rafters just two. Part of what has been a strong pitching performance from Tyler Pacetti, much needed, has got the Rafters back into this game. And the first pitch of the inning to Royce Clayton Jr. is fouled away, 0-1 the count. Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder, leads off the sixth for the Rafters. It'll be Clayton, Arusovic, and Beauchesne due up. 0-1 the count from Liu. He delivers but misses high for ball number one. Now 1-1. Clayton up for the fourth time this game. All four plate appearances have led off that inning. 1-1 the count coming home. It clips the outside corner and now a 1-2 count. Clayton 0-2 in the game. His last time up, flew out to center field back to lead off the fourth inning. 1-2 coming home and breaking ball misses inside. It's now 2-2. Before that, Clayton had walked on eight pitches back in the second, and he struck out looking in the first. 2-2 coming home, breaking ball, laced over to third, sliding down, picked up, long throw to first, and oh, just in time. It's a 5-3 putout. Nice play by Liam Moreno. Smooth with it, and it brings up Kareem Arusovic to the plate with the bases empty and one away in the top of the sixth. Arusovic, the left-handed hitting third baseman, he has reached all three times up at the plate so far today. 2-for-2 with a walk, a double, two runs scored, and two RBIs. Trying to keep his game going. First pitch on the way. It's hit high but foul down the left field line. 0-1 count. It's a lefty-righty matchup between Arusovic and Liu. And Arusovic, both of his hits came off of left-handed back in the first two. And the one walk came off of a righty. 0-1 count. He swings and misses on. It's now 0-2. And looking at the season stats from Arusovic, against right-handed pitching, he's batting .417. That's against the Mallards this year in very limited plate appearances. Against right-handed pitching, he's batting .284 and takes this pitch for a ball. 1-2 the count. Got an .828 OPS against right-handed pitchers. That one misses low and away, 2-2 the count. Against the lefties, Arusovic, though, only a few plate appearances, but he is now 5-for-8. 2-2 coming home. It's above the zone, ball three. Full count to Arusovic here. So even though Arusovic is a left-handed hitter, heck, he has been even better against lefty pitchers. But a righty on the mound here, and Liu brings home the 3-2, and Arusovic fouls it back. So many things you can rhyme with the name Liu, and I got to be selective about it. 3-2, because I don't want to bore you. And the Rafters trying to get on top. The 3-2 count is flared out towards shallow right field. The second baseman is underneath it and makes the catch for out number two. Two up, two down in the top of the sixth. And it brings up Jake Beauchesne with the bases empty. Tied at seven. Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty, Liu. First pitch on the way home. It's a little bit high. Called for ball number one. That one, 93 miles an hour on the radar gun. 1-0 the count, and Lou fires again, and that one is in there right across the middle, 1-1. O'Shane, 1-for-3 on the game. Up for the fourth time tonight, he flew out to the outfield his last two times, doubled his previous at-bat. 1-1, misses low and outside, now a 2-1 count. And he has been an extra base hit machine for the Raptors this year. Second most homers on the year, with 5 of them. 1 behind Junior Barajas. 2-1 count. Called for strike number 2. It's now a 2-2 count. Now the leader in extra base hits at the moment, Matt Tanaka, with 10. However, he's played 45 games. A lot more than Beauchesne's 20. And the 2-2 count called for strike number 3. Beauchesne does not like the call, but he'll have to go back to the dugout to think it over as that takes care of his plate appearance. In the sixth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. This is Raptors Baseball on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker in a move for the ages. 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy
band. It's painful concert number 3.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19. We are the boy band. Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome back into Rafters baseball here on WFHR as the Rafters get ready to get back to work against the Mallards. That inning already concluded the bottom of the sixth. Apologies for the technical difficulties, but let's go back over and recap how it all happened, because one where yet again the Rafters continued to show off strong pitching. This time, though, Ashton Poole on the mound. Poole, the right-hander, took over for Tyler Pacetti. So a righty for a righty, and Pacetti, in his four innings of work, he allowed just one run. It was earned. That came all the way back in the second inning. And he allowed just two hits and three walks, did not hit a batter, and he struck out two over his four innings while facing 18 total batters and throwing 65 pitches before handing it off to Ashton Poole. Poole came in to start off the bottom of the sixth inning, and in that inning, it was led off by Frankie Carney, who grounded out 5-3 on an 0-1 count. That was out number one. Then Cole Kosciuszko up at the plate, the left-handed hitter. It was a lefty-righty matchup, and Kosciuszko, the first baseman, he also grounded out. This time it was 3-1. Poole coming over to cover the first base bag and stepped on it. Handed it off to Michael Lippe with two away and the bases empty, but Lippe drew a walk on a 3-1 count. That was the first walk of the game and first base runner of the game on Ashton Poole. And then Carson Hansen up at the plate, with a runner on first and two away, Hansen ended up flying out to center field, an F8 that ended the sixth inning. So no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base in the inning for the Mallards. And Ashton Poole threw just 11 pitches in his first shutout inning of the game. And they're going to need him back out for another inning as the Rafters try and hold off on using as many pitchers as possible after Seth Spencer was only able to go one inning back in the first. And Now the Rafters going to try and take the lead. They had scored a run in the first four innings, including two in the fourth and three in the second. That tied it back up 7-7 after the Rafters trailed 6-1 at the end of the first inning. Big time comeback from they've tied it up 7-7. In top of the seventh, it'll be Madden Acco to lead things off. Pitcher on the mound for the Mallards is Osterhaus, who gets a ground ball over to shortstop on the first pitch. Throw on to first. It's a 6-3 putout and a debut for the new Mallard. Chase Osterhaus. And Osterhaus, he comes to the Mallards, a right-hander who's 6'1", 185 from UW La Crosse, a sophomore from Dalton, Wisconsin. Landon Gass now at the plate. It's a righty-righty matchup. First pitch is in there, called for a strike. It's an 0-1 count. And Gass, the right-handed hitting first baseman, his last time up, it was a 2-RBI single that tied the game. That was the last time the Rafters have seen a base runner. 0-1 the count. And the pitch on the way home from Osterhaus misses outside for ball number one. Now a 1-1 count. Drayton Liu, what a great performance from him. He ended up going two shutout innings. Give you his line in a second. 1-1 the count on the way home, and that pitch on the outside edge for strike number two. Now a 1-2 count. Drayton Liu in his two innings, no runs, no hits, no walks. He had two strikeouts, didn't hit a batter, no balks, no wild pitches. He faced six total and did so on 37 pitches before handing it off to Osterhaus. 1-2 count is fouled back by Gass, so he stays alive at the plate. Eric Harper is on deck. He is due up in the seventh. The Rafters trying to get back in front. And the pitching continuing to look strong for the Rafters. They have shown some flashes of brilliance over the last week or so. Actually, really over the last 2 weeks. 1-2 the count. Breaking ball is fouled back. Still a 1-2 count. Over the last nine games for the Rafters, five of them, they've held the opponent to five runs or less. That's a good number. 1-2 the count to Landon Gass. Gotten a couple of wins as well over that stretch. Trying to get one tonight on the road. 1-2 coming home, and this one is sent over to the left side of the infield. Third baseman is there on the soft roller. Sends it over to first and nearly took the first baseman, Kosciuszko, off the bag, but he's able to step back on it as that goes 5-3 for the second out of the inning. Brings up Eric Harper with the bases empty in the top of the seventh, still tied 7-7. And Harper, the right-handed hitting shortstop, it's a righty-righty matchup with Osterhaus. First pitch on the way home, breaking ball, swung on and missed. 0-1 the count. The Rafters have seen the last nine consecutive batters retired by the Mallards. Not the way that you want a game to go when you're trying to work back into it. 0-1 coming home, and late swing from Harper. It's now 0-2. You look back to last game where the Rafters saw just five total base runners against the Rockers. It certainly didn't end the way that they were hoping for as the 0-2 count misses low and rolls on back, now a 1-2 count. Part of the reason the Rafters lost was some of the long stretches without base runners that they saw. They had a one-out walk in the first inning, and then they didn't see another base runner until the fifth with two outs. Two-out double from Nick Adrian. This one sent to the right side, and that sneaks on through. A single for Eric Harper as he ends up on first base with an opposite field hit. And so finally, the Rafters breaking out of that slump after nine consecutive batters retired, and it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with a man on first and two away in the top of the seventh. Still tied 7-7, the Rafters have the go-ahead runner on first. But two outs, and so you got to work to keep the inning alive. Time called here as Kobayashi will make sure that he's good to go. righty-righty matchup. Kobayashi, 2-for-3 on the game. Runner on first, Harper is leaning a little bit, not taking off, though, and the first pitch is fouled away by Kobayashi. 0-1 the count. His last time up, Kobayashi saw 8 pitches. Only one of them was a ball, and he flew out to right field. He certainly fought up there at the plate. He fouled off 4 pitches with 2 strikes. 0-1 the count, and Harper thought about getting off, but no pitch thrown by Osterhaus, and that makes sure that Harper doesn't take off. So still an 0-1 count. Harrison Garrett is on deck. And the 0-1, Osterhaus delivers, and that hits the outside half of the plate to bring it 0-2. Kobayashi, prior to the flyout, he had an RBI single in the third, and he doubled in the second. 0-2 the count coming home. It's outside and nearly got away, but a nice sliding stop behind the dish by Will Johannes makes sure that Eric Harper doesn't move from first. Kobayashi from Lewis Clark State College. And with that, a pitch clock violation on Chase Osterhaus. So now a 2-2 count. And Kobayashi trying to get on for the third time today. Osterhaus taking his time. Now a pickoff move back to first. And Harper is back in time, sliding head first into the bag. So still a 2-2 count. Kobayashi entered this game batting 238. And a 2-2 count. Runner taking off from first. The pitch is in there. Called for strike number 3. Kobayashi couldn't get the bat off the shoulders. And that is the third out of the seventh inning. The Rafters, no runs on the one hit. No errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Tied at 7 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Ashton Poole is still in the game for the Rafters, and he's looking to go through the 6th and 7th inning as he'll try and go through 2 for the Rafters. Not often a multi-inning guy, but here used a little bit earlier in a spot where the Rafters could use some innings, and back in the 6th, only 11 pitches. So he'll try and keep the efficiency rolling here in the 7th as he'll take on the 5, 6, and 7 batters from the Mallards. That'll be Liam Moreno, Byram Hott, and Aiden Arnett due up in the bottom of the 7th. Tied at 7-7, and the Rafters, their pitching staff has really locked it in after a rough start from Spencer. Tyler Pacetti went four innings. He allowed just one run. And that one run came just a couple of batters into his night. Really locked it down past then, and Ashton Poole has been able to keep the momentum rolling. So now Liam Moreno steps into the batter's box. And Moreno, the right-handed hitting third baseman, makes it a righty-righty matchup. And the first pitch from Poole comes home, and the breaking ball drops in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Moreno 0-2 in the game. This season batting 282 But he gets on base. He's scored 40 runs for the Mallards this season as the 0-1 count misses low and outside. Now 1-1. The all-time hits leader in Mallards history. He took the lead earlier in this season. And just continues to be a great batter for Madison. 1-1 the count. In there for a strike. It's now 1-2. And Moreno grounded out 5-3 back in the fourth inning. And before that, he lined out to the third baseman and he walked. 1-2 count coming home. It misses outside in the turf. Now a 2-2 count. So he has reached base this game. One of his three plate appearances. And Poole looking to do some damage here. You look at Ashton Poole. He's had some up and down performances this year. Hoping this one's a high. And the 2-2 count. Can't quite get the called strike. Barely misses outside. And now a full count to Moreno. Poole, his last time out, it was not the outing that he was looking for. And a flare out towards right field. Kobayashi's there. Slows down and stops to make the catch. Out number one. Brings up Byram Haught to the plate with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the seventh. Haught, the right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup once again, and Ashton Poole has retired four of the five batters that he's seen. Poole, his last time out, he allowed seven runs in an inning and two-thirds back at Wausau. But to be fair, that is a tough Wausau lineup to face. First pitch on the way home, that's going to hit Haught. And he did not like that one. Right on the side there. And so he will head on down to first base after that one. And Haught on for the second time this game. He had drawn a walk earlier in the game. And that brings up Aiden Arnett to the plate with a runner on first. And one away in the bottom of the seventh. And Arnett, 0-for-1 in the game. He lined out to left field back in the fifth. Or he's 0-for-2 in the game. He lined out to left in the fifth, but reached on an error in the third. And before that, he drew a walk back in the first. However, instead of seeing Arnett, they will make a move to Charlie Marion. First pitch to him misses well out. Ball number one. It's a 1-0. Marion, a left-handed hitter, takes over for Aiden Arnett. Not the game that Arnett was hoping for. And now a 1-0 count. Poole looking home. 5 seconds on the pitch clock. Fires but misses inside. It's a 2-0 count. Charlie Marion, the left-handed hitting outfielder for the Mallards, and a pickoff move back to first. Make sure that Byram Haught doesn't try taking off. Still a 2-0 count. Marion, 5'11", 195. He comes from UW-Milwaukee, native of Franklin, Wisconsin. He's a junior and swings him back into the catcher's glove. Harrison Garrett able to hold on to it. 2-1 the count, but doesn't really matter on a foul tip whether hold on or not, other than make sure that that runner can take off on the count. And Haught taking off, but goes back to the bag. And now a 2-2 count as Marion swings and misses. And Charlie Marion this season, his sixth game for the Mallards. He's 100 over his previous five. Two count, misses inside. Now 3-2 to Marion. And the previous five games, and hit by two pitches and walked twice. His percentage, .333. But looking to get back on the right track. He struck out seven times this year. You're really playing this for matchups. Lefty-righty. Runner taking off from first. 3-2. Misses and goes to the backstop. And now Garrett trying to avoid the umpire as it bounces way off of the wall. And eventually able it before the runner takes off from so. Simple walk to Charlie Marion. And Byram Haught goes to second. as it brings up Will Johannes with runners on first and second and one out. But with that, Ziggy is heading to the mound for the Rafters and potentially going to take Poole out of the game, potentially just doing a temperature check. You look over on the Rafters bullpen side, and it looks like they're ready to bring in a guy if need be. However, they are going to keep Poole on the mound. So Poole will be back out here for at least another batter. It would be great for the Rafters if they could see Poole just get through one more inning. But in a tie ball game, it's tied 7-7 in the bottom of the seventh. And you really can't afford to give up a run, especially with Will to play, who has been killing it off the pitch on the way. In there for a strike and won the count. Standing in the hole, it's Davis Hamilton. We'll see if Hamilton gets up. Double play, and he's in order if need be. That's a great off-speed pitch there. Oh, and to the count. And Johannes, I mentioned it, slow him down. He is 2-for-2 on the game. One of those two hits, a three-run shot back in the first inning. They scored just one run since that moment. Allard's another shot of energy from him. 0-2 count, ground third. This could be 2-5-4. Back on to first, 3 double play. That is the way to work out of it, as Will Johannes can't stay hot. And that finishes the seventh inning. Charlie Marion out at second base. Will Johannes out at first. And in that inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We go to the eighth. It's tied at 7 here in Madison on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Chase Osterhaus is back to work for the Mallards after he came in last inning and shut down the Rafters. 4 up, 3 down. The only guy that reached was Eric Harper on a single, and now he'll face the bottom of the Rafters order. Harrison Garrett, Mike Monahan at the top of the card with Royce Clayton Jr. 2 up in the top of the eighth. It's tied 7-7, and stepping into the batter's box, the right-handed hitting catcher, Harrison Garrett. He is 1-for-1. He flew out to center field fifth inning. That's the first time that he was this game. And walked prior to that. First pitch on the way home, grounded over to third base, soft roller, going to be a long throw over to first, takes a hop, but in time, it's a 5-3 putout, and that takes care of Harrison Garrett for the second time this game. Brings up Mike Monahan to the plate, with the bases empty and one away in the top of the eighth, and Monahan really struggling in this one, 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. At the very least, trying to get one back into play, and the first pitch misses outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Monahan, one of the newer Rafters hitters. 1-0 count coming home, and that one in there for a strike. It's a 1-1 count. However, the Rafters did sign a new player earlier today, Peyton Bryant, a catcher who will be making his debut at some point shortly as the 1-1 count on and missed. He's not with the team today. However, as part of the series, all roster moves have to be made start of it. 1-1 count to Monum, and we'll see if Bryant takes place tomorrow as the 1-2 count is grounded foul down the third baseline, still 1-2. So Peyton Bryant is the newest Rafters batter. However, not here today. And it will be huge to have another catcher for the Rafters besides just Harrison Garrett and Lachlan Maude as the 1-2 count misses away for ball number two. 2-2 the count. Nick Adrian officially inactivated after the off day yesterday. Unfortunately had to leave as the 2-2 count comes home. It's popped up going straight back, and the catcher Johannes underneath it. He will have it bounce off of his glove in foul territory and can't bring it in. Still a 2-2 count. And Mike Monum will have another opportunity. Monum, the right-handed hitting DH, it's still a righty-righty matchup with Osterhaus on the mound. And Monum still looking to get on for the first time in his Rafters career. Will it be here to get the Rafters the go-ahead runner on base? 2-2 the count coming home. It's a grounder over to shortstop. Picked up, throw over to first is in time. That's a 6-3 putout to take care of Monum, and it brings up Royce Clayton Jr. to the plate with the bases empty and two away in the top of the eighth. Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder, he is 0-3 in the game, up for his fifth plate appearance. And Clayton, his last time up, grounded out 5-3. It's a righty-righty matchup now with Osterhaus, first time that he's facing him this game. First pitch, in there for a strike. It's 0-1. This also the first plate appearance that Clayton has had where he is not leading off the inning. Here in the top of the eighth. 0-1 the count. Whopper foul. Is it? No, it's played fair. Long, and wow, what a play over at third base by Liam Moreno. And that takes care of Royce Clayton Jr. for out number three. So the Rafters go three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's tied at seven here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for comfort, heating, cooling, fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
There's a quote about the importance of setting goals. If you don't know where you're going, any path will take you there. This holds true for things that are important to you financially as well. To set your financial goals, think about your priorities. Outline them as either must-haves, such as a comfortable retirement, or wish list, perhaps a vacation or entertainment. You'll want your goals to be specific. Assign estimate dates and cost to each one so you can plan how much to save and how much time you'll have before you need the money. Next, hold yourself accountable to stay on track. This involves actively tracking your progress, maintaining your focus, and using these time-tested strategies. Diversify, own quality investments, and keep a realistic perspective. A financial advisor can help with this. Finally, enjoy that sense of accomplishment when you reach your goals, seeing your efforts literally pay off.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 715-421-0958.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And we get back to work in the bottom of the eighth inning, and Landon Nazart takes over for the Rafters. He replaces Ashton Poole here in the eighth inning after Poole had two shutout frames. A great performance from Poole, and so the Rafters trying to get back on track. The 2-2 count is grounded over to shortstop, picked up, throw on to first, and it's made for a 6-3 putout to take care of Davis Hamilton, who is getting a pinch hit appearance for his first time this game. And Hamilton was a hitter who had been just red hot for the Mallards, one of their many great hitters, but not able to get on there, and it brings us back to the top of the card with Frankie Carney coming up to the plate. Carney, the left-handed hitting center fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Landon Desart on the mound. We'll get to the final line for Ashton Poole in just a moment, as this one is a soft grounder going foul down the first base line, and it's now an 0-1 count. And the final line on Ashton Poole, he went two innings pitched, and he did not allow a run. No, he did walk two batters, no outs for him. He also hit one batter, no balks, pitches, and he faced eight batters and did so on 20 pitches before handing it off to Desart. 0-1 the count, gets a big swing and a miss from Carney, now 0-2. And Carney up for the fifth time this game. He is 1-for-4 on the evening. 0-2 the count, Desart looking home, and Desart coming off a very strong performance his last time out. Taken on the outside edge, can't get the strike called. It's now 1-2. Carney has been retired his last three times up at the plate, and Desart looking to make it 4 in a row. He had a really good performance, but took the loss last game as a breaking ball once again can't quite catch the edge, this time on the upper part of the zone. Now a 2-2 count. Desart went two innings pitched, did not allow an earned run. He did not allow a hit. He only allowed one walk while striking out four against Green Bay. Grounder down the first base line, but foul. It remains 2-2. However, he was given the loss because in the 10th inning, a passed ball sent home the go-ahead run to make it 1-0, and then the Rafters could not respond with a run of their own. 2-2 the count, and Desart looking to bring it home. The pitch is taken just high. Now 3-2 to Carney, and a couple of pitches from Desart that just can't clip the edge right now. He's all around that zone, but can't quite find strike number three. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up here to Carney. 3-2 the count. That swung on and fouled off the plate, and couldn't quite get the swing and a miss there. Carney barely able to barrel the ball, and Still a 3-2 count. Pitch number 8 of the plate appearance coming up here, and Dezard is not going to get out of this inning efficiently. 3-2 the count. Carney trying to avoid out number 2. That one misses high and goes all the way to the backstop. And a 8-pitch walk for Frankie Carney. He is now on for the second time this game. Brings up Cole Kosciuszko to the plate with one away and one on in the bottom of the 8th. Tied 7-7. Kosciuszko, the left-handed hitting first baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Dezard on the mound. Dezard looks back to first base, and Carney a quick runner. He did steal third earlier today. First pitch misses for ball number 1. 1-0 the count. And Kosciuszko, 0-3 on the night. He did draw a walk, though. Pickoff move back to first. Make sure that Carney doesn't try taking off. So now 1-0, and Kosciuszko, his last time up, grounded out 3-1 back in the 6th inning. He had struck out looking prior to that in the 4th. Also struck out looking in the 1st. Runner taking off, 1-0 count is high. Throw on down to 2nd. It bounces, and the tag not applied in time. And it's a stolen base, a 2-0 count to Kosciuszko. And now a runner in scoring position for the Mallards. They are trying to take the lead in the bottom of the 8th. Tied 7-7, the go-ahead runner on 2nd. 2-0 the count to Kosciuszko. And Kosciuszko came up clutch just a couple days ago, hitting a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 9th against the Dock Spiders. Now this a 3-0 count. That one of the biggest moments of the season for the Mallards, and it really kept them in this race for the playoffs. And this, another meaningful moment. Kosciuszko hoping to come up clutch, 3-0 the count, and he swings and sends it foul down the left field line. And that a pitch that he'd like to have back. Seemed to be a good one to hit, but just not able to get a good barrel to the ball. Now a 3-1 count with the runner still on 2nd. A single to the outfield likely brings home the run. 3-1 with one away. The Mallards just 5 hits all game. The Rafters pitching has really looked strong, but that one high for ball number 4. It's back-to-back walks issued by Landon Dezart, and there's now runners on 1st and 2nd. With that, it brings up Michael Lippe to the plate. A double play could end the inning, but Michael Lippe is not going to be one to easily do that. And with Lippe coming up to the plate, there will be a mound visit. Manny Silva back out for the second time this game. Silva, the Rafters' temporary pitching coach after he took over for Mike Spears. And Silva, he's been working with these pitchers all season long. He was the bullpen coach for the majority of the season up until now. He had arrived after about a week or two into the season, back in the first half. And since that point, he has been hanging out with the Rafters. He arrived back in Lakeshore the first time that the Rafters were on the road there. They'll return to Lakeshore in just a few days. However, before that, they'll host the Chinooks. Now at the plate, the right-handed hitting Lippe takes the first pitch for strike number 1 on the inner half of the plate. 0-1 the count. On 1st, Cole Kosciuszko. On 2nd, Frankie Carney. One away in the bottom of the 8th, tied 7-7. Landon Dezart in a huge situation for the Rafters. He looks home and fires the 0-1 count. Can't hit the inside edge. 1-1. And Lippe, 1-3 in the game. He also has a walk. Dezart looks back to 2nd and a little bit of a lead from Carney. He is threatening to go. Now the pitch coming home. It misses high and nearly gets away from Garrett, but he's able to keep it in front of there. And hopping back and forth and back and forth, Frankie Carney is trying to cause havoc out there on the base paths. He's just running up and down. Some of you folks might remember the fitness gram pacer test. That's kind of what it looks like. Still a 2-1 count and a pickoff move back to second. Just make sure that Carney doesn't get too far off. And Desart looking back to the bag. Carney a little bit of a lead. Now he's taken off for third, but it's inside the hands. A fly ball out to left field. Running up on it is the left fielder Beauchesne. He will catch it in the lights. Try and throw back to second. Not in time to double him up. So it's a simple fly out, but a big one at that as it keeps the runners put. Brings up Carson Hansen to the plate with two away and runners on first and second, tied at seven in the bottom of the eighth. Carson Hansen, the left-handed hitting right fielder. He's the cleanup batter for the Mallards. One of the biggest plate appearances of the game. The go-ahead run in scoring position, and they would need just three outs if they're able to score it. But the Rafters have it tied still, and the pitch high for ball number one to Hansen. 1-0 the count, and Carson Hansen, he is batting .336 on the year in total. This game, he is 1-for-3. He also drew a walk. 1-0 count, it's taken outside for ball number two. A 2-0 count. His last time up, Hansen flew out to center field back in the sixth inning. Also reached on an error back in the second and walked as well. So he's been on three times already. 2-0 count coming home. It's high for ball number three. 3-0. Desart trying to pitch around Hansen right now, and understandably so. Hansen is a dangerous batter. Liam Moreno is on deck. One of the all-time Mallards. And Desart looks back to second. He fires, and that one called on the upper part of the zone for strike number one. Upper part of the strike zone there. And, well, Carson Hansen thought that one was ball number four. He had tossed the bat. Now goes and picks it up and gets reset. 3-1 the count. And Desart's not trying to give him anything down the middle. He's walked two batters this inning already. And make that three as he misses the pitch inside for ball number four. As the bases are loaded in the bottom of the eighth. The Rafters trying to avoid heartbreak once again. And it comes down to Liam Moreno. Bases loaded for Madison. Two away in the bottom of the eighth. It's tied 7-7. On first base, Carson Hansen. On second, Cole Kosciuszko. And on third, the go-ahead runner, Frankie Carney. Liam Moreno, the right-handed hitting third baseman at the plate. It's a righty-righty matchup. First pitch misses outside for ball number one. And he doesn't need a hit. He just needs to get on base. Anyway, does it. Here in the eighth inning, Desart trying to keep this a tie game. 1-0 the count coming from Desart. It's high for ball number two. And Desart struggling with location here. Moreno 0-for-3 in the game. He walked back in the first inning on four pitches. Got a 2-0 count here. Desart got to get one over the plate. And can't get it. Called a strike. Misses away. 3-0. Huge opportunity for the Mallards. And Desart needs to locate on this one. 3-0 the count. Tied at 7 with the bases loaded and 2 away. And that pitch is high. The Mallards have taken the lead. A bases loaded walk from Liam Moreno. It's now 8-7 Madison in the bottom of the 8th. Fourth walk of the inning for Landon Desart. And with that, Byram Hott steps up to the plate. That's the first run allowed by the Rafters since the second inning. Such good pitching all game long from the Rafters, but just can't finish this one out right now. And the first pitch now to Byram Hott misses for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Base is still loaded with two away. Desart looks back to second, and this pitch is fouled back. Now 1-1 the count. Hott is 0-for-2 this game. He was hit by a pitch his last time up and walked back in the first. He'll look to get on base any way that he can. One and one the count. Bizarre looks on home and fires and can't catch the outside edge, barely missing yet again. Two and one the count. And with that, Harrison Garrett going to step off to the side here. Looks like maybe he's going for a new glove. That was the 34th pitch of the inning for Landon Dazar, which means that with the next pitch that he has, he won't be able to come back out for the ninth inning if the Rafters get there. However, they trail by one in the bottom of the eighth, so they will need to score at least one run in the ninth in order to see another frame. 2-1 count coming home, and well, actually, that was a warm-up pitch mid-at-bat to make sure that Harrison Garrett was good to go. So now a 2-1 count, so a warm-up pitch mid-plate appearance. Now a 2-1 count to Byram Hott. The Mallards now shortstop. Dazart looks home. 2-1 the count. Base is still loaded with two away. Breaking ball in there for strike number two. 2-2 the count. Hott flew out and grounded out his two times he's been retired. He's still looking for that first hit. Hit here could make it really difficult for the Rafters to make a comeback. 2-2 the count coming home. It's a grounder over to the left side of the infield. Picked up at third, throw on to second, and it misses! Can't be picked up at second base. It bounces off the runner, now throwing home, and they got him at the plate. But Harrison Garrett had contact made, and they got the out. But Garrett looks like he's all right. He fist bumps in the air after retiring the runner trying to take off for home. It is still going to be a run that comes home to score. It's 9-7 as that ends up being the Rafters' fourth error of the game. It officially did go down as an error, an E5 on that play, and with that, it makes it a 9-7 lead for the Mallards. In the eighth inning, the Mallards scored two runs on zero hits. There was one error, and the Mallards left two runners on base. So we go to the ninth, and the Rafters have two runs to make a comeback here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
And we welcome you back into Rafters baseball in the top of the ninth inning. It's a 9-7 lead for the Madison Mallards here in Madison at Warner Park. And the Rafters have two runs to work back from. They were trailing 6-1 earlier in the game, came back to tie it up 7-7 in the fourth. And then since that point, a bunch of scoreless innings. But in the bottom of the eighth inning, two runs came across for the Mallards, and that sets us up for the top of the ninth, where the Rafters will hope for their 2-3-4 batters to get things started. That's who's due up in the top of the ninth. Kareem Arusovic getting things started with Beauchene and Akko to follow. First pitch on the way home, taken high and outside for ball number one. Chase Osterhaus back on the mound for the Mallards. He is in line for the win right now. 1-0 the count, gets a swing and a miss, 1-1. And Arusovic, 2-for-3 in the game, his last time up, popped out to second on the seventh pitch of the plate appearance. 1-1 the count. Osterhaus feeling out the mound, now fires home and gets another swing and a miss. One and two the count. Before that pop out, Arusevic walked, he doubled, and he singled. Had two RBIs and two runs scored. One and two the count, and the fans cheering to strike him out. Osterhaus trying to do just that. The 1-2 count. Swing and a miss for strike number three. That is the first out of the ninth inning. Brings up Jake Beauchesne to the plate with the bases empty and one away in the top of the ninth. Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Osterhaus trying to go through three complete innings to finish this game off. Trying to go shutout baseball as well. Osterhaus on the mound. He steps that front foot forward, now back into place. First pitch on the way home. It's fouled back. 0-1 the count. Beauchesne, 1-for-4 on the game. He's been retired his last three times up. Struck out looking back in the sixth inning.